Now let's visit the music of Sweden. The second nationalistic work we'll hear is the Fritjof Suite of Elfriede André, who lived from 1841 to 1929. She inherited from her father both a passion for music and radical political views. This combination of qualities enabled her to influence Swedish lawmakers to change the law to permit women to practice as professional organists, as she was the first woman to qualify as an organist. When she was 22, after training as a telegraph operator, another occupation reserved for men, the job of telegraph operator was also made available to women. After that, she became the only female cathedral organist in Europe, winning the audition for organist at the Gothenburg Cathedral. And finally, of course, she was one of the very few women composers of her day who devoted themselves to writing for orchestra. As a composer of symphonic music, she was virtually self-taught, just as Amy Chaney Beach was. But she did study composition with Ludwig Norman at the Music Academy in Stockholm and studied orchestration intensively in the summer of 1870 with Danish composer Niels Gade. She had started to write for orchestra even before any of these studies. She wrote about 100 works in every genre, chamber music, piano pieces, songs, organ music, and opera, and several large-scale works for choir, soloists, and orchestra. She also managed to become one of Sweden's most talented harpists. In 1894, Elfriede André contacted the author Selma Lagerlöf and suggested they write an opera to enter in a composition for a new work to be premiered at the inauguration of the new opera house in Stockholm. The two women were enthusiastic about this secret project, but alas, the opera did not only not win the competition, but was never performed at all. However, Elfriede André became conductor of the Workers' Institute folk concerts in Gothenburg and reworked the opera Fritjof's Saga into the five-movement Fritjof Suite for orchestra, which we'll hear in a minute. Years later, in 1904, when she conducted the piece in Dresden, she caused a sensation in the German newspapers, which expressed their amazement in seeing a woman conducting her own orchestral work. Elfriede André was happy in front of an orchestra. When she was a young woman, she wrote in her journal, "If you could conceive the ideal light in which the orchestra appears to my sight, it is an interpreter of the wondrous surgings of the soul. The orchestra, that is my goal." The movement titles refer to the adventures of the Swedish character Fritjof. They are Prelude, Ingeborg's Lament, Ring's Ode, Fritjof's Infatuation, and Fritjof's Sea Journey. We'll hear the Stockholm Symphony Orchestra conducted by Gustav Hökvist. ¶¶